As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, June the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. We're going to talk a lot about solutions and hard facts from history today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log in and bookmark becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org and engage in our chat room discussion there. You can also pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip code. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, or as it gets, is Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals, equities, and other markets are steady overnight. Not much in the news basket today, so I thought what we'd try would be Topless Tuesday. In other words, I've set the laptop aside. We're going to go back and hit the books. We'll talk about John Stuart Mill, his treatise on representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Tuesday, June the 15th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $4.50 an ounce at $1,225.90. Silver up 22 cents at $18.42 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,554. Palladium up a buck at $457 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,219.30 for a low, $1,228.20 for a high. About a $10 spread developing in there. But at $1,225.90, your gold is up year to year, $298.10 for a 32.12% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,223. You can see we're trading a bit above that now. The SPDR gold shares remain unchanged overnight. They're holding the 1,306.14 tons of gold, ostensibly in their exchange-traded GLD. The value on the street of that gold holding is $51.38 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 20 yesterday at 10,191. We'll pick it all up right there with the equities and other information right after this first break. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 15th. I got my chart wrong here. Let's see. This is Tuesday. That would be with a Tuesday, and this would be the 15th. No, I won't stumble on that again. Tuesday, June the 15th, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading up $4.50 at $1,225.90 and silver up 22 cents at $18.42. And to Patriot in the chat room, yes, indeed. And in fact, you're looking at a very controlled and rigged marketplace. If gold and silver were allowed to have their head rather than the jackboot of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs Group and others like that, gold would probably be much higher, and so would silver. I would say that silver really needs to be well above $20 an ounce these days. But continuing, platinum was off $4 at $15.54. Palladium was up a buck at $457 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market, $12.19.30 for a low and $12.28.20 for a high. About a $10 spread there. But year to year, your gold is up $298.10 for a 32.12% return on your investment. Again, the SPDR gold shares, that would be GLD, they're about, it's 1/10 of an ounce is what you're buying per share there. Again, I would caution you against getting involved in that marketplace, though. The counterparty risk is enormous. You don't really have physical possession of your gold there, or in the SLV, the silver. And every time you sell or in the marketplace there, you're triggering a taxable event. So you're losing not only the control of it, but also portions of your investment every time you do that. So just check it out very carefully. I bring it out to you for another reason. The SPDR gold shares, their symbol is a spider. It's a spider on the web, a big black spider sitting on the corner of the web. It's when they're sitting there holding 1,306 tons of gold. They have pockets that are so deep and hands that are so strong that they can manipulate massively the gold market at a drop of a hat, in a nanosecond, as they say, front rating, fronting and all of that stuff. So I just bring that to your attention. Be aware there is a spider on the corner of the web, and I think they have the ability to drive the markets either way down or way up and then back down again. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday 20 points at 10,191. The NASDAQ was flat virtually at 2,244. The S&P 500 was down just a fraction, just down 2, and closed out at 1,090. Crude oil this morning up 60 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma, at $75.72 a barrel for crude oil this morning. The U.S. dollar index off 30 basis points, trades at 86.39. In the Forex, everything's up except the British pound and our little basket of currencies here, the basket of currencies I put together for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Here we got the Canadian loonie up 62 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso at 8 cents U.S., up 36 basis points. The euro up 38 at $1.23. British pound is off 5 basis points, 0.05% there, Captain. And it's trading out at $1.40. So if you're going to go off to jolly old England this morning, you would be exchanging your dollars at $1.47 a piece for British pounds. The Swiss franc up 29 basis points at 88 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness is 0.73%, still too low to attract investors. The 10-year bond is at 3.26, and the 30-year yield is at 4.18%. In the mortgage markets, the fixed 15-year mortgage in the United States of America, you can look at the 15-year at 4.26%, unchanged from a month ago, and the 30-year is at 4.84, moving down from 4.97%. Now, again, you can log on and bookmark the new website, becomevocallocal.com, to engage in our chat room. You can also get there rapidly enough by going to vocallocal.org. Lots of folks moving into the chat room, and should be a good discussion this morning. I did go back after the broadcast yesterday and scroll up through that chat. I can't always follow it during the broadcast, and there was a lot of good information discussed in there. So if you want to get in and talk with, as they say, like-minded fellows, and the ladies and gentlemen, I guess there's no sexual barriers on this thing. You can certainly do that. It's nice to have a chat room to offer the listeners for the first time in a long, long time. My first chat room, really, ever. So there you go. All yours. Now, as I mentioned in the first segment of this morning's broadcast, this idea of today is going to be a topless Tuesday. And we talk about open lines, open minds, Fridays and things like that. Well, today is a topless Tuesday. I spent about 2 hours looking at the news early this morning, and it looks to me like things have stabilized sufficiently. I don't have to worry about Godzilla doing chin-ups on the Golden Arch in St. Louis. And so with all of that, we're going to set aside the new newsy news and new news that always just seems to flood out of the regurgitorium and go back into some studies. I've had to put off John Stuart Mill so many times that I'm almost embarrassed to have had brought it up. But we're going to go into his work today. If you want, if you are new to the broadcast, you can go back in our show archives at oraclebroadcasting.com. Look on the left-hand side of the homepage. Look at the list. You'll see show archives. Click on that third one down from the top. when that page opens is Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and you have unlimited free access to the archives. It goes back on this network until President's Day over a year ago. So this is something that you can access. But in the last couple of weeks, we've been trying to bring out a little bit about John Stuart Mill. I do speak say that this is the home of philosophical radicalism. And when you start talking about philosophical radicalism, we're going back into the 1800s into England. And this was the beginnings of a train of thought known as philosophical radicalism. I don't advocate philosophical radicalism. I just bring it to your attention. Most of you have no clue of what the pursuit of happiness is all about and really have no understanding of how we went from a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government to this unidentifiable mass of hodgepodge that we call government today. But we're going to take a look at John Stuart Mill, and you can find the encyclopedia studies and the biographical material on in the archives that we've already covered. I'm going to be referring to a book out of my library. This is an Everyman's Library book, John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations on Representative Government. It was edited by an H.B. Acton. It was published in this edition that I have in 1972. And so we're going to go into the treatise. It's titled Representative Government, and Chapter 1 is where I'm going to start in, and it's just we're going to read it the way I like to do it. And then I'll pause from time to time and discuss, and if something triggers in your mind, you want to get involved in this, you know, then you can come into either the chat room and drop questions there, or you can call in, and we'll take a look at your questions that way. And if this information is a little bit too heady for you, or as some would say, helps them to go to sleep, well, then so be it. We've been sleeping for a long time, and I don't want to disturb those patriots that would rather sleep through training like this on air.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself.
Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, to refresh the audience memory, we've got a man on deck here today, John Stuart Mill, that has got a brain on his shoulders that's just about unparalleled. He is probably one of the better writers that I could bring out on the air. He's not too deep, such as you can't understand what he's talking about, and at the same time, he is a logician. He has studied in Greek. He has studied in history. He is ever since just a wee lad. He was trained by his father, James Mill, in just about every kind of mental exercise that you could get into, the math, the sciences, etc. So he is a very intelligent fellow, lots of experience in civil service as well, understands government probably is better than most anybody out there in the audience today, certainly better than I, and I learned a lot from him. So I hope you can appreciate where we're going. But what we're talking about here is this idea of representative government. And as I've stated so many times, and I may not be the only one, but I'm the only one that I know of that puts it this way. But my big goal here is the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Now, it's a mouthful. You say that out in public and people look at you and screw up their nose and their eyes, you know, glaze over a little bit. But it really says it all for me. It's the restoration. In other words, we're going to restore something. It's like putting a 1952 five-window pickup truck back together again, just like it came off the showroom floor, restoring an old house, etc. This old house, maybe some of you have seen the television series. But the idea of restoration is very important to me. The restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. This is the closest statement as to what we actually had that I know how to voice. And so this is where we're going on his idea of representative government. The whole idea of representation is huge. We went through that, at least initially, in various different ways. So whether we looked at the works of Hannah Fitchell Pitkin or whether we looked at the Dillavu and Howard's business law, the idea of representation, you know, legal, law, lawful attorneys and all of that, representation. How does one represent someone else? Is it even possible? Well, we're going to find out a little bit about that in these pages. But it's broken up, this particular treatise is broken up into several chapters. And each of the chapters builds on the preceding, and so I'm just going to try and go through as much of it as we can in the time that we do have. Each day for a couple of days, or maybe we'll have to take a break if some breaking news story comes up tomorrow. But today's Topless Tuesday. In other words, I set aside the laptop. I've turned off the browser. I'm not going to read the new newsy news. John Stuart Mill. To what extent forms of government are a matter of choice? Yes, choices have consequences, my friend. We have to be very careful how we choose. We choose to do nothing, you know. There's a consequence that runs with that. You choose to do something that could have an adverse consequence. We've seen all kinds of choices in our life. We've made all kinds of choices. And we all know that choices do have consequences. But to what extent forms of government are a matter of choice is how he chooses to begin this study. All speculations concerning forms of government bear the impress, more or less exclusive, of two conflicting theories respecting political institutions, or to speak more properly, conflicting conceptions of what political institutions are. So we're starting right off with trying to find a definition, trying to find, make sense, make a get, find a meaning, find the meaning and the senses of just what are political institutions. Why do we have them? Why are they important? Why do they exist? Let's continue. By some minds, government is conceived as strictly a practical art, giving rise to no questions but those of means and an end. We've all heard the phrase, the ends justify the means. Forms of government are assimilated to any other expedients for the attainment of human objects. I'll say that again. Forms of government are assimilated to any other expedients for the attainment of human objects. And our founders in the Declaration said that governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it's for the attainment of human objects. They, meaning governments, are regarded as wholly an affair of invention and contrivance. Being made by man, it is assumed that man has the choice either to make them or not, and how or on what pattern they shall be made. So the will has something to do with this. By choice, we make government. Government, according to this conception, and we're going to see that there are several conceptions here, two concepts primarily starting out, dualism, if you will. Government, okay, being made by man, it is assumed that man has the choice either to make them or not, and how or on what patterns they shall be made. Government, according to this conception, is a problem to be worked like any other question of business. So we sit down, and the founders sat down in the conventions, and they said, well, on what line shall we style a government? And like any other problem, they set out to look into the past, very carefully researching the history, and then looking into the future, seeing where this government could possibly go, where our country would go, and then finding themselves in the present, falling forward into the future, they styled a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, which we have inherited as a birthright. The first step is to define the purposes which governments are required to promote. What are the purposes governments are required to promote? Again, through the Declaration of Independence and our other organic documents, the Articles of Confederation and the Northwest Ordinance, we look at these in the Constitution, we look at these organic documents, and we figure out just what purposes were intended by our government to promote. The next is to inquire what form of government is best suited to fulfill those purposes. As Thomas Paine said, such as we don't oppose monarchies in other lands, here in the colonies, here in the states, our Constitution was going to be the king, and the Constitution would be placed on a pillow and a crown placed upon it, so to speak, because he knew already it was well known, because they'd traveled up the West Coast, they'd been all the way up to the Northwest Territory, they've been all the way up to what is now Washington State and British Columbia. They've been up into that region and all the way down through California. They knew the extent of this landmass, North America, and they knew that they were going to have to set up a government that was not provincial in nature, but one that would be continental in nature. They didn't know what was going on in between. They didn't have any real thorough understanding of all of the landmass in between the two coast zones, but they had traveled the coast by ship. Continuing here, he says, having satisfied ourselves on these two points and ascertained the form of government which combines the greatest amount of good with the least amount of evil, you see, even here at the time of this writing in 1850, John Stuart Mill was well aware that there was a certain measure of good and a certain measure of evil in all forms of government. And he's going to expound on that as we go forward. What further remains is to obtain the concurrence of our countrymen. Right? What further remains is to obtain the concurrence of our countrymen. A people that will not accept government have no government. A people that will not accept being ruled will have no rulers. And there will be nothing but tyranny and despotisms. We'll find out more about that as we go.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. We're looking at and looking into and reading from John Stuart Mill's on government, our representative government, his first chapter. Just moving into a discussion of government. And you're certainly welcome to call in if you've got any questions or comments you'd like to make in regards to what we're discussing. But back to the text here. To find the best form of government, to persuade others that it is the best, and having done so, to stir them up to insist on having it, is the order of the ideas in the minds of those who adopt this view of political philosophy. All right, so just think about what I just said. To find the best form of government, to persuade others that it is the best, and having done so, to stir them up to insist on having it. It is the order of the ideas in the minds of those who adopt this view of political philosophy. Think about how much ink has been spilled. Think about how many hours of television programming, how much energy is expended in schools to basically to persuade you that this is the best form of government. And having done so, to stir the people up to insist on this form of government. This is the order of ideas in the minds of those who adopt this view of political philosophy. All right. So this is the first step, the first way of looking at it. Now here comes another one. But before we go there, let's finish it out. They look upon a constitution in the same light as they would upon a steam plow or a threshing machine. Now, the print in this book is rather small, and I'm having a hard time getting it just right. But stay with me as I get my chainsaw-like tongue ordered here. But here again, they look upon a constitution in the same light as they would upon a steam plow or a threshing machine. In other words, they're looking at this as being a tool, and that it's a fixed and immovable tool, all right, as opposed to something that is not so fixed. It's not surrounded in brass and under glass, all right? There's other ways of looking at things. Now, to these first stand opposed another kind of political reasoners who are far from assimilating a form of government to a machine, that they regard it as a sort of spontaneous product and the science of government as a branch of natural history. According to them, forms of government are not a matter of choice. We must take them, in the main, as we find them. Governments cannot be constructed by premeditated design. They are not made, but grow. Now, certainly you've heard of the living constitution. This is that philosophy. This is that alternate philosophy. And I'm not too surprised that John Stuart Mill begins this section really in a basic dualism between the constitutionalists and those that would say that the Constitution isn't anything more than a GD piece of paper and that it grows. All right. Our business with them, he continues, as with the other facts of the universe, is to acquaint ourselves with their natural properties and adapt ourselves to them. And so here we're really invoking the natural law theory of government, as more so than the government by intention or constitution. Continuing, he says this, the fundamental political institutions of a people are considered by this school as a sort of organic growth from the nature and life of that people, a product of their habits, instincts, and unconscious wants and desires, scarcely at all their deliberate purpose. And so they would be more likely to find themselves with a government than to develop and lay down a system of government for themselves. Just two different schools of thought, critical schools of thought. If you might think of it from the standpoint of conservatives and liberals, where the conservatives or the Tories were strong along the lines of constitution, and the Whigs were strong along the line, or liberal, were strong along the lines of the natural law theories. So there's two basic fundamental schools being advanced here in this opening page of this treatise. Continuing, he says, their will has had no part in the matter but that of meeting the necessities of the moment by contrivances of the moment, which contrivances, if in sufficient conformity to the national feeling and character, commonly last, and by successive aggregation constitute a polity suited to the people who possess it, but which it would be vain to attempt to superduce upon any people whose nature and circumstances had not spontaneously evolved it. Now, this is one of the reasons why, before beginning into this text, I took the time to read to you the encyclopedia article to give you an understanding of the mind of the fellow that we're reading. We've got a logician working here. We've got somebody that is very well and very carefully studies before he begins to write and expound, as opposed to those that just leap up on the first available stump and begin to proclaim their truths. And he works his arguments out very well and proves things here. He continues, he says, it is difficult to decide which of these doctrines would be the most absurd. If we could suppose either of them held as any exclusive theory. So he's starting right off the bat, condemning both of them as being absurd. But the principles which men profess on any controverted subject are usually a very incomplete exponent of the opinions they really hold. So even though we expound and wax philosophic, if you go in and look at these exponents, they generally are not really the thoughts that the people hold. These are just the, this is the regurgitorium that we find ourselves living in today, having been deprived of a education and an upbringing, a rearing, and where we actually learn to think. We just have learned what to think. And then at the water cooler talk, the day after the game, you repeat all of the major plays and the scores, right? No one believes that every people is capable of working every sort of institution. Now, this is going to get to be more important as we go along, but that is a very important phrase that he just said. No one believes that every people is capable of working every sort of institution. And certainly our founders, in the we the people that have been we the states, they were not, and when they say that all men are created equal, they weren't being absolutely upfront and candid there. No one believes that every people is capable of working every sort of institutions. He'll continue. Carry the analogy of the mechanical contrivances as far as we will. A man does not choose even an instrument of timber and iron on the sole ground that it is in itself the best. He considers whether he possesses the other requisites which must be combined with it to render its employment advantageous, and in particular, whether those by whom it will have to be worked possess the knowledge and the skill necessary for its management. Now, he's not going to spare any ink on this one as we go through this treatise, and he's going to demonstrate that there are very wide divergences in people. And that not everyone is able to take the timber and iron of another people and put it to best use for them. And it was certainly in the mind of those that brought this country low to destroy out of our memories and out of our minds the nature and character and caliber of a people who could be self-governed and self-determined. It's taken a long time for the Rothschilds to work their magic and all of the other alchemists and money changers, but work their magic they have. And so now we're going to have to figure out whether or not we are the kind of people that possess the knowledge and the skill necessary for self-management. On the other hand, neither are those who speak of institutions as if they were a kind of living organism really the political fatalists they give themselves out to be. They do not pretend that mankind have absolutely no range of choice as to the government they will live under, or that a consideration of the consequences which flow from different forms of polity is no element at all in deciding which of them should be preferred. But though each side greatly exaggerates its own theory out of opposition to the other, and no one holds without modification to either, the two doctrines correspond to a deep-seated difference between the two modes of thought. And hence, ostensibly, we have Whigs and we have Tories and we have Republicans and we have Democrats. This dualistic nature, the spirit of division, division over specious principles which none can defend in public. We'll be right back.
Transfer files over the internet. 15 speak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again and looking into this writing from John Stuart Mill, and we're starting to discover that not only does it take a system, an agreed system of government, loose or firm, but it also takes a people who are willing to energize within that system for systems of government and polities to actually function. And there's a great difference between peoples, largely regional, where they are geographically, perhaps would be a more appropriate way to say it, trying to stay away from regions and regionalism, but certainly from a geographic standpoint, and he's going to cover a lot of that as we go through. And he was well-read in his day. He knew as much about the planet and the people on the planet at his time as just about anyone did, considered as he was to be one of the most foremost philosophers of his time, John Stuart Mill. Continuing, let us remember then in the first place that political institutions, however the proposition may be at times ignored, are the work of men, owe their origin and their whole existence to human will. Men did not wake up on a summer morning and find them sprung up. Neither do they resemble trees which once planted or growing while men are sleeping. In every stage of their existence, they are made what they are by human voluntary agency. Like all things, therefore, which are made by men, they may be either well or ill made. Judgment and skill may have been exercised in their production, or the reverse of these. And again, If a people have omitted, or from outward pressure have not had it in their power, to give themselves a constitution by the tentative process of applying a corrective to each evil as it arose, or as the sufferers gained strength to resist it, this retardation of political progress is no doubt a great disadvantage to them. But it does not prove that what has been found good for others would not have been good also for them, and will not be so still when they think it fit to adopt it. And so whether you have a constitution written like we do here in the United States of America and all of our several states, or whether you have the unwritten constitution of England, however you fall on the issue, whether it's growing like a tree and always changing, and it certainly was in England at this time, the philosophical radicals had major impact, the reform laws and so much else was going on there. But whether it is in the a living constitution, or whether it is one that is fixed and can be amended, so it's not totally fixed, but it can be amended, but it can only be amended by supermajorities, then we understand this dualistic way of looking at government. Didn't say that too well, but that's what I think he was trying to say there. On the other hand, it is also to be borne in mind that political machinery does not act of itself. So just because you've got a constitution, just because you have statutes, if you will, just because you've got the Administrative Procedures Act and so on and so forth, just because we have government doesn't mean government acts by itself. And he's going to begin to elaborate, he's going to begin to build all of those parts and pieces that are necessary for governments to be successful, at least the least evil. All right? So we're going to continue. As it is first made, so it has to be worked by men, and even by ordinary men. In other words, if governments are to be successful at all, it should not be dependent upon men with the wisdom of Christ, so to speak, or Buddha, or whomever you admire. But it should and must be worked by men, and even by ordinary men. So you don't need to have the champions, the mighty men of valor, so to speak, the Godhead, the God figure, the black Jesus, and all of the things you've heard. That's not the case. A well-ordered government would be one that even ordinary men can work. It needs not their simple acquiescence, but their active participation. How many times on this broadcast alone and on many others have you heard that government is a participatory sport? All right? This has been known for a long, long time, but by making you feel as though you have no input and that you're insignificant and that what you think or what you feel or what you believe doesn't matter, we the people, quote unquote, have lost interest in government. By going to the electronic voting devices, you have lost confidence in your ballot. By not being able to directly access your representatives and always having to deal with an aide or an assistance, you lose any faith or confidence in your representative, and thus the whole government starts to just slide and tip and run away from us. The people for whom the form of government is intended, excuse me, misspoke, it needs not their simple acquiescence, but their active participation. This implies three conditions. The people for whom the government is intended must be willing to accept it. Number one, numero uno, you must be willing to accept it. If you do not accept this perversion that's coming out of Washington, D.C., and out of your state house and out of your county courthouse, if you don't accept it, much like the law that we studied with Dillaboo and Howard and other places, a law that will not be enforced is no law at all. A law that cannot be enforced is no law at all. A law that people won't submit themselves to is no law at all. Law making and law giving, as Sowell says, is quite the art. It's a balancing game. So number one again, the people for whom the form of government is intended must be willing to accept it, or at least not so unwillingly as to oppose an insurmountable obstacle to its establishment. All right? Oppose an insurmountable obstacle to its establishment. They must be willing and able to do what is necessary to keep it standing. That's so very important. If you're not willing to energize within the system, if you're not willing to take an active part in our system, this system will fall. And as I have said on numerous other broadcasts, I can't tell you what the price of gold is going to open at tomorrow or close at today. But I can say with high degree of certainty that on the other side of whatever this economic upheaval is, social and economic environmental upheaval that we're experiencing today, on the other side, if there is such a thing, there will be government. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing and our making, or it's going to be a government that's chosen and made for us. And so the great evil here is not getting involved in the process, to stand down and to step aside, though some and many would advise you to do so. I think it's at your own peril. Continuing, they must be willing and able to do what is necessary to keep it standing, and they must be willing and able to do what it requires of them to enable it to fulfill its purposes. All right? The word do is to be understood as including forbearances as well as acts. You know, as they say, the American people are long-suffering. They'll suffer all of the ills and the evils, and even they spoke of that in our Declaration of Independence, even spoke of by Carol Quigley in his Tragedy and Hope and so many other places we could point to. But Americans are long-suffering. They'll suffer and they'll suffer and they'll suffer before they raise up with their pitchforks and their torches. But at some point, they're going to have to raise up with their pitchforks and torches and throw off that tyrannical and despotic government and institute a new one in its place. But institute a new one in its place is a do. It's an act. It's something that must be done. They must be capable of fulfilling the conditions of actions and the conditions of self-restraint, which are necessary either for keeping the established polity, form of government, in existence, or for enabling it to achieve the ends, its conduciveness to which forms its recommendations. The failure of any of these three conditions renders a form of government, whatever favorable promise it may otherwise hold out, unsuitable to the particular case. Right? Unsuitable to the particular case. Now, he's going to demonstrate in the pages that follow that not every people and will, you know, not every form of government will work with every people. And not every form of government will work at every time with all peoples. And so it is up to us to blend and to create the polity that works for us in the 21st century. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source, make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds, no filters to replace, no complicated maintenance, make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters, they're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now, as we enter our second hour of today's broadcast, in the first hour, forego the news today. I'm calling this a topless Tuesday. In other words, I left the laptop in the office. I'm just going to read from John Stuart Mill, representative government, his forms of government, and we've embarked upon that in the previous hour. And if you've missed the previous hour, you can always access our archives by going to oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage, and on the left-hand side, you'll see a list of options, and just click on Show Archives. And then when that page opens up, Become Vocal Local is number 3, I believe, in the list. Click on that and voila, there's all of the past broadcasts at your fingertips for your use and enjoyment. Now, this study of John Stuart Mill, I've been setting up to do for some time for a variety of reasons and for the benefit of the audience just joining us. We style ourselves here the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. But this is really to awaken in your mind an understanding of just what is philosophical radicalism. Right? We're not a pablum pusher here. All of the things that I say in the opening of the broadcast and throughout the broadcast are really to encourage you to think and to go do some research rather than just accept what you hear on face value. But if we can understand that the pursuit of happiness is critical to understanding the Declaration of Independence, for instance, and that the philosophical radicals of England were very much influential, and not only in England in the shaping of reform law and legislation there, but they opened the door to this new socialism that then became Fabian socialism and that then just came over to the United States and has basically infected the mommy state that we live in today and around the world. And so this whole new socialist movement goes all the way back and begins with the levelers. It really begins even earlier than that. You could take it all the way back to the Bible if you want, and we have. But in England is a good jumping off point because it puts us into a more modern age where we have a lot more material, written material in English that we can access. So anyway, in the first part here, we're just getting into an understanding what is representative government and some of the basic ideas behind it, where we find this dualism between those that think that a constitution, a written document set in stone like a steam shovel or a steam plow or a thresher machine, as opposed to those who think of a living document or a government that just rises out of the laws of nature, nature's God, so to speak. And so it kind of pulls together both of the schools of thought that were sitting around the tables there in Philadelphia when they were writing these documents for us, our organic documents. And just continuing again, the failure of any of these conditions renders a form of government, whatever favorable promise it may otherwise hold out, unsuitable to the particular case. So this is an action plan politics, government. It's an action thing. And if the people don't participate in it, and if they don't do their part, it doesn't make any difference how glorious or inglorious the documents might be. They're not going to work. So the first obstacle is the repugnance of the people to the particular form of government. And he says it needs little illustration. You can see the repugnance that is now amongst, I think, almost a majority of the people in this country to the perversion of our form of government. It needs no further statement for us to understand that. Now, we'll be right back after this break in 3 minutes.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network also. You can log on and bookmark our website, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, on which you'll find a chat room link. And you just click on that and voila, you're in the chat room with so many others, and you can engage in the conversation there as well. You can also call in throughout the broadcast. The phone numbers are 866-841-1065. That's around America, around the world, toll free. And you can also call in the area code 512 zone if you have unlimited long distance access. either way, at 512-904-8014. I don't believe we have the Listen Live feature any longer. I was just getting a little bit too costly, I guess, but and I can appreciate that. But back into this discussion, we're looking at John Stuart Mill. We're looking at his writings on representative government, his very first chapter in this lengthy treatise, Forms of Government. And one of the things that I really admire, not only the intellectual stimulation that reading John Stuart Mill provides, but what I really admire about this writing and value about this writing is that it sans the flag waving. All right, first of all, he was English, not an American. But it sans the flag waving. It sans the blind patriotism. It sans the nationalism and most of the propaganda, too. It's just a very careful, rather dry, analytical, logically constructed, well thought out, well reasoned discussion of representation and the representative system of government, which we'll see. John Stuart Mill is a very strong advocate for. He does believe, as I do, that it is the best form of government. But we don't understand representative government, and that's why we're reading this. And if you haven't got a copy of it in your library, you may be able to find it up on the internet. I think it is. But I'm looking at John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations of Representative Government. I have a paperback edition here that was published in 1972. It's an Every Man's Classics edition, J.M. Denton Sons Limited out of London, Every Man's Library. And so let's just drop right back into it again, where he says, again, the first obstacle, the repugnance of the people to the particular form of government, needs little illustration, because it never can, in theory, have been overlooked. The case is of a perpetual occurrence. Now listen, nothing but foreign force would induce a tribe of North American Indians to submit to the restraints of a regular and civilized government. Nothing but foreign force. Why on earth would they choose our system of government? They wouldn't. Nor would anyone else. Nothing but force, nothing but foreign force would induce the people of Iraq or Afghanistan to embrace a Western democracy. It requires foreign force to make that happen. There is no amount of goodwill and brotherhood that would induce the Aboriginals of Australia to embrace the English form of government, unless they so chose to adopt it. It takes nothing but foreign force. You're trying to push square pegs into round holes, which, by the way, is the best way to go. Drill a hole and then put a square peg in, and it ain't going to budge. The same might have been said, though, somewhat less absolutely, of the barbarians who overran the Roman Empire. So again, we very carefully research history. We'll read anything, listen to anyone, believe nothing till we can verify it in our own research. But again, Mill says that the same thing might have been said, though somewhat less absolutely, of the barbarians who overran the Roman Empire. It required centuries of time and an entire change of circumstances to discipline them into regular obedience, even to their own leaders, when not actually serving under their banner. So we got a bunch of barbarians forced their way, barbarians, perhaps Neanderthals, that by craft and guile have insinuated themselves into positions of global governance, globally. And it may require centuries of time or an entire change of circumstance to discipline we, the people, into regular obedience, even to them, if at all. So it's unnatural to be subjected to the things that we're being subjected to. We find it repugnant. And this is the first obstacle, is the repugnance of the people to the particular form of government. As far as globalism is concerned, it's their greatest challenge, is to overcome this repugnance. There are nations who will not voluntarily submit to any government but that of certain families. So what goes around for some doesn't go around for all. There are some nations, even at this time in 1850, who would not voluntarily submit to any government but that of certain families, which have from time immemorial had the privilege of supplying them with chiefs. Some nations could not, except by foreign conquest, be made to endure a monarchy. Others are equally averse to a republic. The hindrance often amounts for the time being to impracticability. Impracticability. It's impracticable to do it. Or impracticable is another way of saying that, and I think that's better. Impracticable. It's just not possible to live as a republic or to deal or suffer a monarch. But there are also cases, Mill continues, in which, though not averse to a form of government, possibly even desiring it, a people may be unwillingly or unable to fulfill its conditions. Sometimes we ask too much of people. Sometimes we ask too much of a people even in the same country as time goes forward. And certainly with the degradation of our education system, certainly with the indoctrination of the media, it may be, for me, too much to ask the people to energize within the established two-party political system for the purpose of merging the two parties together again, the established two parties back together again, into, let's say, something like a Democratic-Republican Party, as Jefferson had styled it, and then is a meeting of a whole in a deliberative assembly voting them out of existence and healing the wound, eliminating the spirit of division. The people may not be prepared for it yet. I may be ahead of my time in that, but that is the answer, in my opinion. That is the solution, the number uno solution. Thus, a people may prefer a free government, but if from indolence, carelessness, cowardice, or want of public spirit, they are unequal to the exertions necessary for preserving it, if they will not fight for it when it is directly attacked, if they can be deluded by the artifices used to cheat them out of it, if by momentary discouragement or temporary panic or a fit of enthusiasm for an individual they can be induced to lay their liberties at the feet of a great man, or trust him with powers which enable him to subvert their institutions, in all these cases, they are more or less unfit for liberty. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so there are many people that, you know, quote Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine and George Washington and Sam Adams and everybody else. But there's a lot of quotable quotes, very quotable quotes throughout the writings of John Stuart Mill as well. And we're looking at this from the standpoint of, does he have an understanding of the forms of government? Does he have an understanding of the representative system of government? Can a representative system of government, such as we have, work? If we understand how it works, did we lose the instruction manual someplace? Did somebody take away our manual? I think so. Continuing again, a people may be unwilling or unable to fulfill the duties which a particular form of government requires of them. Now, sometimes people don't want to fulfill those duties and requirements, and the government falls as account of that. But if it's a government of their choosing, and yet they're still unwilling to participate in it, even a good government can fall flat on its face. A rude people, he writes, though in some degree alive to the benefits of civilized society, and you'd really have to study that phrase out, what is civilized and what is society, may be unable to practice the forbearance which it demands. Their passions may be too violent, or their personal pride too exacting to forego private conflict and leave to the laws the avenging of their real or supposed wrongs. You can make a great study, and we have in the past and we will in the future, of natural law and the common law and how all that rose up. Continuing, in such a case, a civilized government, to be really advantageous to them, will require to be in a considerable degree despotic, to be one over which they do not themselves exercise control, and which imposes a great amount of forcible restraint upon their actions. All right? They're important here. We're starting to see windows from the past to the present. Again, a people must be considered unfit for more than a limited and qualified freedom, who will not cooperate actively with the law and the public authorities in the repression of evildoers. A people who, sounds like George Bush there, a people who are more disposed to shelter a criminal than to apprehend him, who, like the Hindus, will perjure themselves to screen the man who has robbed them rather than to take the trouble or expose themselves to vindictiveness by giving evidence against him. You see, if you live in a city of speech and a city of crime, people keep their mouths shut rather than expose or to name the person that's committed the crime because they're worried what Rahm Emanuel might do to them. Or someone else like that. When you live in a gangster land, you tend to be quiet and tremble and stand inside behind closed curtains. Continuing, it's safer not to interfere in what does not concern them. A people who are revolted by an execution, but not shocked at an assassination. A people who are revolted. Excuse me. I should jump up again. This was so cool. I wanted to say it again. Require the public authorities. Oh, here it is. A people who are revolted by an execution, but not shocked at an assassination. We don't hang people in this country anymore. Used to do that, you know. They used to call them the a palace of justice. Some good sturdy hemp rope, a well-crafted knot, and about an 8-foot fall, and it brings the life to end. But today, people would be shocked at an execution, but they just stand by and look at an assassination. It requires that the public authorities should be armed with much sterner powers of repression than elsewhere, since the first indispensable requisites of a civilized life have nothing else to rest on. So sometimes we get, you know, what goes around comes around. Sometimes we get what we deserve. You become a gutless bunch of quivering jello, and then government has to become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, and the police power is more and more and more strong. Why? Because the people, even though they ostensibly have a right to keep and bear arms, will never bring them out. Well, not always. Never say never, my mother told me. These deplorable states of feeling in any people who have emerged from savage life are no doubt usually the consequences of previous bad government, which has taught them to regard the law as made for other ends than their good. Are our laws today made for other ends than for our good? And its administrators as worse enemies than those who openly violate it. Who is worse today in the eyes of most people? These corrupt politicians and the captains of finance and industry, or somebody that knocks over the local, you know, Stop and Rob? Continuing, he says, but however little blame may be due to those in whom these mental habits have grown up, and however the habits may be ultimately conquerable by better government, yet while they exist, a people so disposed cannot be governed with as little power exercised over them as a people whose sympathies are on the side of the law and are willing to give active assistance in its enforcement. Right? Now, whether it be true or whether it just be a product of a bunch of Hebrew playwriting, the idea of the sheriff being able to call up a posse and everybody ride out wearing their white hats and get the guy that was wearing the black hat, the horse thief, hustle him over to the nearest tree, have an immediate trial, and then execute the dude. You know, those are times long gone by. We're no longer willing to give active assistance in the enforcement of the laws. Well, perhaps it's because the laws have been made by these now that we fear the most. Again, representative institutions are of little value and may be a mere instrument of tyranny or intrigue. When the generality of electors are not sufficiently interested in their own government to give their vote, oh man, how many people don't even bother to vote? They've given up. See how successful it is to bring in the electronic voting devices and run a bunch of stooge candidates that never seem to succeed, break the country up into a multitude of splintering little meaningless trivial parties and factions. You know, George Washington warned against that. So did Sir William Blackstone. Cautioned us against allowing parties and factions to creep up amongst us. They did. And now they just overrun the polls with names. When the generality of electors are not sufficiently interested in their own government to give their vote, or if they vote at all, they do not bestow their suffrage on public grounds, but sell them for money, or vote at the beck and call of someone who has control over them, or whom for private reasons they desire to propitiate. Popular election thus practiced instead of a security against misgovernment is but an additional wheel in its machinery. You know, I don't know whether you're finding any of this, you know, valuable or not. Some people are interested in politics and philosophy and finance and religion and all the kind of things we talk about here. Others aren't. But this is the meat of the subject. This is the meat and potatoes here, right? These are some of those inconvenient truths in these places that John Stuart Mill, the logician in him, the politician in him, the philosopher in him, where his mind ran, and I think it ran in a lot of good places, and we can learn much from this writing. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. And folks, if you'd like to call in, you certainly may. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Or if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. I think I know who we have on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, how you going there, Will?
I'm doing very well, Sean. Thanks for calling in.
No problem at all. Look, everything that you've got always reminds me of a saying. And I know that a lot of people out there don't like this guy, known as Adolf Hitler. But one of the things that he really did get right was the saying, which was, "What luck for rulers that men do not think." That was one of his famous quotes right there, and I happen to think that he's very right on that one at very least. So for all of those that thought Mr. Adolf Hitler didn't think for himself, I dare say that they should rethink it. Also, Will, you were talking about, just briefly, you were talking about the Republic versus the monarchy, so on and so forth. What I'd like to say just quickly is that over here in Australia, we were asked to vote for Republic versus the monarchy. Now, of course, as you know, Will, we are under the monarchy. And they did a dummy vote. They actually made a dummy vote saying, all right, we're going to make a dummy vote here. Do you want a republic or do you want a monarchy? It voted a republic. And I found that very strange. I felt like jumping up and down and screaming at the top of my lungs, don't you get it? They're only giving you two options. They're giving you the republic or they're giving you the monarchy, but they're not giving you liberty.
Or
you know what I mean? They're not giving you a third option.
Yeah, or freedom. You know, they're shaping the dialogue. And so often that happens in an election.
Exactly.
Choice between A or B, but there are other options, infinite in number, and those would not be part of the discussion. But average folks, and even during that election, it would have been interesting to have been out on the streets in Australia to see the conversation as people weighed the finer points between monarchy and a Republican form of representative government. How did it go?
It went absolutely useless. You know, people were voting for a republic on the most part. There were, of course, others that were voting for voting to stay under the monarchy. But what does it matter? They're not giving us liberty. They're not giving us freedom. All they're giving us is two options. And people are blinded by this. They're sitting there saying, oh, well, yeah, we've got the option between liberty or the republic or the monarchy. But they're not looking past that and saying, hold on a second, we've got so many more options. And it's just ridiculous. When I spoke to people in a pub, I went to a pub at one stage, and they were saying, oh, yes, well, we voted the Republic. And they felt so proud. But I thought, hold on a second, you're voting the Republic, but you could be voting for so many other things. People don't look past what they're presented with. Will, what they do is what the government hands them is what they try to vote for, rather than standing up and saying, hold on a second, instead of the Republic, or instead of being under the monarchy, how about we get out there and we start our own faction, if you will, we can actually have liberty, where we actually can have freedom. They don't do that. All they do is have the government hand whatever votes whatever vote the government wants to them, and they vote for that. It's just ridiculous.
Well, part of it, in my opinion, Sean, is that it's a test. It's a test for to determine at what level of development is this people. Is this a people that actually could exist in in perfect freedom? Or is this a people that need to take a lesser step and live under certain degrees of liberty? And so very, very few people have ever been able to live in freedom for any length of time that they oftentimes will opt for the liberty. But unless they are very enlightened people and really are self-dependent, motivated from within, by higher sources, they won't even feel too comfortable with liberty. Look what happened in this country. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness kind of went down in flames because the people were not able to keep the idea of liberty and the Bill of Rights, if you will, for very long at all, less really than 100 years. And so freedom is a tough deal. Freedom is a long-held goal. I mean, that's something if we start off with property, as I've shared on the broadcast before, Sean, if we start off with property and understand it as another logician, Andrew J. Galambo styled it, it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, and that doesn't include your children. Your children have their own sense of freedom, but a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, and that freedom it could be understood as 100% control of your property 100% of the time and 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. Now we're in a position of freedom, and yet very, very rarely will you ever find anybody that could live next door to you that could respect and understand that their right on their rights, quote unquote rights, that their rights end where your rights begin. Nor do we find even in ourselves sometimes the ability to accept that my rights end where someone else's rights begin. So part of our journey here on this planet is learning who we are, but whose we are, and then understanding that we're going to have to accept whatever conditions, lesser conditions, that make up for the inequality of people.
Look, you're exactly right, Will. I look at it this way. In this day and age, people seem to need to be governed. If they're not, then they cannot find their own way. We have basically trained to believe that if we are not governed, we cannot do our own bidding. We cannot get through life without being governed. People need to start realizing that due to the governance of today, due to the training of today, we have become mutants. We have become zombies to think that we need the government to look after us. So in what you're saying, it's totally correct. We need, by the looks of it, to be governed. We need to be looked after. If we're not looked after, we're just going to go to hell.
Well, I would interject, Sean, that if we were to go back in history, and I certainly have made an inquiry into this, I've tried to find that race of people, that tribe, that tongue, that tribe, that creed, those people on this planet who have ever lived in a perfect state of freedom, and I haven't found one yet. I don't know but whether or not man was not created to be in that perfect state of freedom, and one of the reasons why I believe is that because that longing for that perfect state of freedom is what keeps man reaching always into the future, always working together, always trying to find better ways of getting along and living on this planet. If we were actually living in perfect freedom, I don't know whether we would be, well, I don't even know what we would be, whether we would be cavemen or what, but it isn't until people come together and work together one with another that you can begin to have the kind of a life that we have today. And that's one of the reasons, Sean, why I'm a detractor when I hear people talking about self-sufficiency. I don't believe that's at all possible. I think that's a mind game. But self-reliance certainly is possible. And so we work together to try and have the things and the kind and the quality and the style of life that we find ourselves most appealing. The idea of living in pure freedom, to me, calls up this idea of Thomas Hobbes, all men at war against all men, and I'm not certain whether we can exist in perfect freedom.
Perfect freedom is nothing different to anarchy. And if anybody knows the true meaning of anarchy, it is truly terrible. I don't care what anybody says. I've studied anarchy to its fullest. It is truly terrible. Now, like you said, self-reliance is one thing, but total freedom is another. Total freedom means the total freedom to walk at 12 midnight. Total freedom means to go out and rape a woman. Total freedom means to go out and murder somebody. But self-reliance is a totally different thing. So I totally agree with you there, Will. People have to realize that total reliance is what we should be working for. But there's still a part of total reliance I think that we cannot get, Will. We're reaching for it, but we cannot grasp it. Total reliance means going out and actually building your own log cabin and hunting your own food and so on and so forth. But like, if you take a look here in Australia, you can...
Whoops. I'm afraid he's dropped.
Down a tree without a permit. If we do so,
we've got a break. We got a break right on top of us here, Sean. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
All right, we've returned once again. We've got Sean from Australia on the line with us. And folks, if you'd like to call in the last segment, you're certainly welcome to do so. I think we've got the Oracle phones running just right for you. So if you'd like to call in, it's 866-841-1065. As we were going into the break, Sean, you mentioned anarchy, and it's a study that I've made myself. But if you go back to the Bible, you'll find in there an admonition, if you will, from Christ to his disciples, where he tells them to be not like the others, and not to put a man over them. And that is an arch or an archist or the archons. The archons is like the cadres. They were at the time a family, a long-standing family. And so he's encouraging them not to be like them that put a man over them. And so that then opens up this discussion as to understanding who we are and whose we are, if we can accept that we are a created being in the universe, a universe filled with created things, and that we were created by whatever created the universe, that we look then first, when I say being self-reliant, I look first to the creator of the universe. And so that means that when I'm out on my farm, Sean, moving around, I'm looking at all of the herbs that have been provided. I'm looking at all the wood that I seem to stumble over all the firewood that I could ever burn. I go down to the creek and there's a super abundance of water. I can go to the spring and there's more water yet. I look in the trees and I see wild turkeys, and I stand out in the pasture and I can see deer. So self-reliance means that first we rely upon what the Creator has created here and has provided for all, and then we turn inward and look at who we are and say, well, what manner of man am I? Can I take down a deer, and can I, skin it out, butcher it, and process and use the meat effectively and make the most out of the antlers and the hide and everything else? So self-reliance is kind of a harmony between who we are and whose we are. But understanding that when you have a knife or a pair of shoes or boots, or you use a chainsaw that has a little two-cycle engine with a diaphragm in it, and gasoline and oil and bar oil and new chains and files, that we are part of a greater society, if you will, and we share one with another. Some guys are blacksmiths, some people are carpenters, some people are masons, and so on. All of us working together makes we, the people, what we are. But to be self-sufficient would deny the creation, and it denies the Creator. It also denies the relationship that we have one to the other. So I'm really gun-shy about the self-sufficiency, but I'm all for this idea of anarch. In other words, I don't look to government to provide the deer in my field. I don't look to government to provide the herbs on my table. I don't look to government for anything other than to protect the outmost borders and bounds of the territory that we dwell, and to provide whatever guidance and negotiation is necessary to keep the rest of the world off our back, largely.
Well, I look at it this way, Will. When you take a look at what the Creator created, whatever he, it, she, whatever it may be, whatever it, she, he, or may have been, the Creator I'm talking about, created, we have an abundance of wood, we have an abundance of water, we have an abundance of air, we have an abundance of everything that can provide us to survive. However, when you start getting government, or when you start getting certain movements that are telling us that we cannot use this, you really have to look out. And just go back to my point from the start of the call there, Will, I'd just like to say that, when we were told that we can, the Republic, and or we can vote in to stay under the monarchy, one of the things that we could have been offered also was self-reliance. One of the things we could have been offered also was anarchy. One of the things we could have been offered also is to live off the land perfectly because of the abundance of the wood, the abundance of the water, so on and so forth. You know?
Yeah.
We didn't get offered those things. No, you only get offered the Republic, or you get offered the monarchy.
Well, in a way, though, Sean, that was being presented as a pretty false option, really, as far as the choices between them. As Aristotle said so long ago, that in a republic, the Constitution is the government, and in a monarchy, of course, the Crown and the Parliament assembled in England is the government. But the Crown could have a written Constitution as well. So it's really a false choice, because both of them still run on the same framework. The Constitution is the key, and so in a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, we can set aside the king or the queen. We can set aside the Lords, and we can set aside even those common, you know, the House of Commons, where the people are not at all common, nor are they representative of the districts to which sent them. We set aside all of those and look at the Republic the way that it was originally laid out, and it makes for a fairly dandy form of government. Now, as far as the perversions of government are concerned, they're as plentiful as there are people in our midst. They reflect us in our state of development or in our state of depravity. And so I hate to fault government as an institution for the want of the people to be of the caliber to govern themselves, again, being self-reliant. I don't need the government to tell me what to do, where to go, or anything. And at the same time, I don't send a representative to Congress, and I don't send a representative to the State House or the county courthouse unless I send him with instructions. Because he doesn't go there as an autonomous lord of the manor. He goes there as my representative because we've agreed that this person has the caliber necessary and the training and the understanding in the law to be that representative. But we don't send him there and then turn our back. And that's where we, the people here in this country, and perhaps in Australia as well, have fallen down.
Absolutely, Will. And I mean, you guys are pretty much under a republic constitution. We are under the monarchy. But they're both identical. If you take a look at the laws that are going on over in the United States, if you take a look at the policies that are going on over in the United States, exactly the same sorts of policies are coming here. It's just ridiculous that people cannot see that this is at its best. And, Will, you know, always a great show. I'll let you go, mate. I shall talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for calling in this morning. And I would just simply add one more thing to that as we start to run out of time, 2 minutes left in the broadcast, that we're really dealing with a global governance system. We're really no longer dealing with independent sovereign nations and states, if you will, with their own constitutions. And even if they have their own monarchs, you know, whether it's Liechtenstein or wherever you might be looking, we really don't have that system. What we have now is a global governance system. And governance is this, basically, it's just corporate government. It's how you run corporations. And so we have the one Planet Earth Incorporated now, and all of the various and sundry member states of the United Nations are operating under this global corporate governance scheme where the captains in the of finance and industry rule the planet through their chosen dictators, and they basically call all of the shots and all of the tunes. And to support the whim and the will of their dictators, they undergird them or they sustain them with a horde, if you will, a cadre of these super social scientists who want to inspect, detect, select, and reject us as people. Ever since Auguste Comte, we've been underneath this microscope and swimming around in a little petri dish as the sociologists have made man the object of their study. Even the latest executive order that I read about, I haven't read it off the White House website yet, so I don't know the details of it, but it presupposes that a president would have authority to be able to tell us whether or not we should smoke and what we should eat or what we should drink and how we should behave and act and so on and so forth. So this is global corporate governance, and it is an absolute corruption of anything and everything that our founders may originally have in mind and have enshrined in our organic documents. Well, so much for all of that. This has been a good day for me. I hope you've enjoyed studying a little bit with me on who is John Stuart Mill and what is representative government. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.